John and Rachel, you talk up late night.
I was watching Michaela's finger.
You've been
like
doing that.
It went down and back up. It's John and Rachel. It's your Jag Off Late Night.
Yes.
And we are, if you're watching this version of it versus the radio, you'll notice that we are kind of underdressed as we normally are.
Not kind of, we are.
Because we're in our Pirates gear, and because we were in our warm Pirates gear, because we were down at PNC Park today for opening day.
And I told my husband how much you paid for your new Pirate hoodie, and he said, you better wear that a lot.
Yes. So anyway, that's why we're underdressed. But in the meantime, it's your Jag Off Late Night. If you're listening, we hope that you'll subscribe to it on the podcast feed. If you're listening on the radio, just come back every Friday night. If you're watching, subscribe there. Facebook, YouTube, whatever. We're here at 5000 McKnight Road every night. You should come. We actually have a crowd here for the cocktail
hour. I love when we have a crowd. We have a couple Merry Widows. We have some other folks who have been here before. We have people coming to see the musicians. It's a fun time.
Amy Knight brought us some cupcakes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm excited. But I'm more excited for you to talk about your blogs this week.
What was on the blog this week? Well, so
the
bathtub area, which is the parkway, was all over the news because it flooded. But that's not why it was on our blog. It was on our blog because if you're familiar with the bathtub coming from Oakland towards the Fort Pitt Bridge, you know that people ride that right lane while there's heavy traffic, and they go all the way up to the merge lane and
people
hit their turn signal on and try to cut in on the
people?
Left. Well, they're jagoffs. And so
and
to me, no, I don't do that whatsoever. But they go up and they clogged the right lane because they're sitting there with their turn signal on. You can see there's a picture of it on the blog, and it's right here. Mm-hmm. And anyways, they're jagoffs, and I think you could probably decrease the budget of the state of Pennsylvania by just having a state trooper there signing tickets.
These are the soapboxes.
I'm telling you, you can get it.
But you do these things. Alloy 26.
Other blog, this was cool. You know, we've been talking about a new office at Alloy 26, and the cool thing is we got an email saying we owed some rent, and it was, hi, you jagoff. It was the best day to be you jagoff.
It was cool. It's
other
just like Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
Yeah,
right.
Whenever it says, welcome, you jagoff, that's sort of like our rent check. It's just such a pleasantry.
Right.
So pay your bill, you jagoff.
Right.
That's basically what it said. Anyway, thanks to Alloy 26. We love being there. We say it every day, especially on a day like today that it's opening day.
Yes.
In addition, we would be remiss if we did not remind you that April the 21st at the Block Northway, we are having our standoff, not just any standoff, strawberry jello pretzel salad. And that's, you know, the kind that anybody used to make. What does that mean? It means we want your rendition. Well, we have about 13 renditions.
Yes.
So please don't offer me Mimi's recipe, because unfortunately we can't say yes. We are going with different confectionaries.
Because we don't know if Mimi has cats that lick out of the batter or anything.
Right.
Right.
We know your kind,
but
Mimi.
But just come and taste them all on the 21st at the Block
Northway. Ding, 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 ding. This just in, Crumble Cookie. They have a strawberry jello pretzel salad cookie out. Mary Mack, you got some comp, lady.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's going to be another cookie in the race.
The Rennebeck boys will be judging.
So we're pretty stoked for that, and you need to come, and you get to be the taste tester and decide. But our girls, Monica, Erica, and Kristen, are also going to be there to help decide for a People's Choice Award. So come, taste test, have a great time, and celebrate strawberry jello pretzel salad.
21st, the Block at Northway. In the meantime, tonight's guest, Daisy Jade, is here from KDKA TV. She has a big starring role in American Rust.
Yeah. Funny, my husband just said we need to start watching that. Now I know somebody.
There you go.
Also, our friends at the Northland Library, it is Love Your Library Month. They are coming on to chat with us about what to expect and who does your hair.
Emilio, who does this coif right here, he's here. In the meantime, we have a really cool band referred to by your dad.
Yes. Yeah. His name is Troy, and we are Trey.
Trey.
And we're, get it right, Rach. We are really excited because any kind of young people who are here, we dig it because the music is always great. So come check it out. But if you can't, check it out tonight. We're excited. You jag off late night.
But I have a picture from a couple Christmases ago that we went and we saw the iceberg. Me and my girlfriend got a picture of the iceberg and we put it and we sent it out. Oh, yeah, here it is. And of course, my girlfriend's going to kill me for showing everybody. Don't put that on there.
Is that a mascot or a celebrity?
That was a celebrity.
Tell us a little bit about the mascot, Pittsburgh mascot.
You guys are asking about the Pittsburgh mascot. So every team apparently has a mascot, right? Who knew? So obviously the Steelers have Steely McBeam. I assume that's their mascot. And the Pirates have the Pirate Parrot. Everybody knows that one. Very lovable. And the Penguins have Iceberg, also very lovable. And my kids always would run to get pictures with all of them anytime they could. And then the colleges, you got the Pitt Panthers at Pitt, you got the Duquesne Duke at Duquesne, and RMU has the Romo, the Paul Revere looking dude, and the Riverhounds has Ammo, which is a dog, but his name is Ammo for Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio. We had to look that up. So, yeah, so they're all great. Yeah, you guys, so a lot of people don't remember, but I do, is because I'm old, was the Pirate Parrot. I think it was in the 80s. You could hire the Pirate Parrot for private parties, right? And I found this out as a kid, and this is why I remember it. And if you had like a restaurant and you were having a grand opening, or if you had like a car dealership, you might pay to have the Pirate Parrot come. I don't think they do any of that. I could be wrong. Maybe they do. I don't know. But there was a big scandal because the Pirate Parrot had a little drug problem with cocaine, and was also selling or giving it to some of the other pirate players. So there's a tidbit for you Pittsburghers if you don't know.
People used to celebrate hard work, the spirit of the underdog. You don't hear too much about those things anymore. The world needs more problem solvers. People who know results matter. Folks with brains and elbow grease. Our work runs through just about every office building in the city like a network of veins. It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
It's John and Rachel, your Jag of Late Night, and thanks again to Mitch Dugan. Mitch Dugan is purely Pittsburgh attorney. Love to know that he knows all about the mascots.
All the mascots.
And speaking of, some of those mascots have hair. How about that, Rachel? Mm-hmm. And some of us have hair. And Emilio found out that we had hair right after COVID. And Emilio from Zazu.
I mean, he knew I had hair.
Downtown, yes. Yeah. Wexford, and all that stuff. You're back on the podcast, and we appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's so great to be here with you guys.
It's your first
Rachel.
Time on this version.
It's my first time on Late Night. Yes, yeah. How about a say?
I mean, you were
Cheers.
Here for the first night.
Cheers,
you were,
yeah, here
you
the first
were
night.
Quite
yes.
the actor in our pre-roll video of Good Luck.
Oh, my breakout.
Breaking
yes.
mirrors,
breakout
yes.
And we broke
Did you
mirrors.
Get any casting calls from that?
You know what? Still waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
Just the same.
So listen, everybody knows you are the king of hair. You and Gino and now Caesar, you are
yes,
the kings here
you.
In Pittsburgh. For decades, you have been doing so many different heads of hair. But tonight, we're going to talk more about Ecolution because that is becoming a staple here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about, like, it's being touted right now as, like, the Met Gala of Pittsburgh.
Really?
Truly. I mean,
I would bet.
What's really great, 9 years ago, Rhonda came to us, Richard Barsakian, who is actually going to be receiving the Model Citizens Award this year.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
The Ecolution Model Citizen Award, which, as you know, last year, it was founded, you know, through with Deb Doherty, or the late Deb Doherty,
yes.
who was also part of the key... You know, I'm
she
proud
started,
to say we
yeah.
were part of this together with
yeah.
Rhonda, the four of us. And now, you know, it's so great to have like Pittsburgh icon Richard
yeah.
be, you know, who's the, you know, one of the founding people as far
yeah.
as like the whole show itself. I mean, yeah. now we're at the ninth year.
Crazy.
This
yeah,
is the
so,
ninth
yeah,
annual right. Ecolution
Emilio,
fashion
for
show.
For people who don't know,
it's about,
you create oh, your own. Your own like wardrobe,
yes.
right?
Recyclable,
out of recycled,
right?
yeah,
yeah. So what's cool about this is that it's all about repurpose, reuse, recycle, right?
Yeah.
And like the whole thing about here is about reusing and repurposing. So all of the artists we have, like now this year, it's grown to 20 some local artists. From this, the tri-state mm-hmm. area now, it's actually starting to get bigger and bigger because of people that wanted to come in. It's at the Carnegie Museum. And, you know, what's really exciting is that, you know, all these artists reuse and repurpose materials mm-hmm. and create these amazing gowns or
example,
pieces.
Example, last year, what did Brandy do from Azazu?
Thank you.
That's
Brandy,
our girl.
Our girl Brandy, man. She got in last year because, you know, here's the reality is we are all artists in our own ways.
Sure.
There's an artistic, yes, I do hair and like Brandy's a great example. She does amazing hairstyles and just is a great hairdresser. But then she challenged herself and took like basically and created a whole beautiful outfit, dress out of hair swatches.
Literally.
Literally hair swatches.
Yeah. I said it should have been a competition because I would have voted for her.
Just so we say samples. Yeah. They weren't hair human samples. Hair.
Yeah.
She's not like a psycho.
No. Right. You're correct. Yes, right. Yes.
Like a psycho.
Right. Yes. No. And then this year, what she's doing this year, this will be her second year
in. Oh, she's doing it.
Yeah, she is. Yes. She's okay. And I got a little sneak peek of what she was doing.
Okay.
So pretty cool
I'm
stuff.
Sure it's cool.
Can't say. Okay. But it's going to be cool. We'll probably feature it on PTL.
Sure.
But let me tell you something. This is really exciting this year also because Volpat
yes.
Construction, you're familiar with
yep.
Volpat. Well, through them, the Carnegie Museum, they're redoing their chairs. So they donated all of their the original velvet on those historic Carnegie chairs
wow.
at the Carnegie Museum.
Yeah.
And Brian David, who is now going to be our curator this year, with the show.
Okay.
You know, Richard Persakian has passed the baton.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's going to create a look from chairs to couture.
Wow.
That is such a good idea. I love
and
that.
Wait till you see. This is
imagine.
A must come to show. If you haven't bought your VIP tickets or just tickets in general.
Yeah.
I would get them now.
Yeah, they do go fast.
I think
you're
it's
right.
almost,
yeah, right.
It might be sold out. I'm not
right.
sure.
It really is a must do, you know, because we've been there, and I've never been to a New York fashion show, but it's like you're submerged into New York City somewhere on this amazing fashion show. Like, you just don't, if you grew up in Pittsburgh, you don't remember that you're in Pittsburgh. Like, this is happening right now.
Absolutely.
So it's so cutting edge.
Well, and not just that, it's evolving. You know, like, you think about how this has evolved. We started at the Fairmont.
Yes.
You know, at the steps in the Fairmont to now the Carnegie Museum.
Yeah. And it's in June.
And it's so in June 5th,
yeah.
Wednesday, June 5th. It's about 10, 12 weeks away. Again, we have some really great people. We have, obviously, our talent is going to be taking care of the hair and our wonderful team of people at Azazu. But we're also going to be inviting other people to be involved in that air arena as well. Because we have so many great people that have worked with us in the past that now may have like their own, you know, situations and places going. And you know what? I think it's time to, like, this is all about
collab,
one,
right?
one
yeah.
vision, one, you know, one plus one equals one.
Yeah.
And that's truly who we all are.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all of us.
Yeah.
That's really who we are. And
for
I got to tell you, coming back from London this past week, we did this for like spring break. It was amazing. I went to the Albert and Victoria Museum and saw with my family, my Ari, Enzo, and Nina, the history of fashion. So I got and it was so cool, like being there last week and seeing that and then realizing, man, we're doing this in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you know, like the oldest church, think about this, the oldest church in London was 647 AD. That's where William Penn was baptized.
Wow.
Okay.
Really?
How about that?
King George the First gave, because of a debt that was owed to William Penn, a state called Pennsylvania.
Get out of town. How about that trip?
He's like, I don't just do hair.
Now, before we want to remind everybody about Ecolution in June, but you also have some, you do our hair. And you brought some
special. I love that you keep showing it.
You're going to start mixing things down there. You're doing this sort of filming thing.
Okay,
right?
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot. Well, you know, we have this bag of stuff here.
And there just happens to be
literally has a bag of tricks.
Okay, here we go. This is a mixture of all the products that work well for your hair, Johnny. So this is our peppermint tea tree shampoo.
Show your hair again.
Mixed with a little bit of the crystal clear clarifier.
Yeah.
And then I added some silver fox.
I knew the silver fox would be in there. Yeah.
In there. So you take this and you shake it up.
I
knew that was coming.
And then you have your own little mixture.
There you go. No. The only thing that's not in there is Everclear, but that's all right. So,
of course, you know.
Now you got something for the rage.
Let's see what's in your bag.
Let me see. I have.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
sorry, I have lost.
Hold on. So there's for those listening on the radio or the podcast, Emilio just produced a head with hair.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
Yeah, and we're not sure if he was on his way to the mortuary.
Oh, wait, a 30-year-old.
A brush.
That's when the cork came out with the hand.
That was a big deal back in the day.
And a swatch.
That's some kind of hair color. Yeah. It looks like it came off an orange pony.
Yeah. And then, oh, here we go. Right. Oh, yeah, this was for you, Rachel.
Okay.
So this is our custom fill. Now, again, in honor of like Ecolution, you mm-hmm. think about repurpose, reuse. The big message is about Earth Day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Pittsburgh Earth Day 2024, Earth Day every day. What can we do in our lives and in some small way to, you know, be better citizens about repurposing? So in the salon, we decided, you know what, let's take it and let's do a whole sustainable style program by refilling and, more importantly, custom filling. So this is a special custom product for you, Rachel.
Look at this.
Oh, this was the
I use this every day.
Yeah, now, this is our smoothing balm and our light gel.
It's
alcohol-free, mixed together for you.
No alcohol in this
one.
And
the whole key about this is mixing these based on a person's hair texture.
So
we have a whole bar that we've created basically in the salon. And this is what we believe is the future.
That's the cutting
edge.
We're
the first to do it.
You are the cutting edge.
Planet.
You
know? To help the planet.
Yes, thank you.
That is
what we're doing. That's right. And speaking of that, Owen, this is a little spray I made for you too.
Thank you.
That looks like lemonade. It's not well. Now we normally do a junk drawer too. Would that be our junk drawer item? What is that? You just gave us a plastic cap.
This is an old school like way of pulling. Of coloring hair. Talk about history.
Yeah.
This is a historic piece right here.
So what he's showing us for you listening on the radio, it's like a shower cap with strings on it.
It looks like when older people used bread bags. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Right? It does. It covers.
Emilio, there you go. Don't mess up your that good thing of hair. Don't do that. Oh, he has it on. He just put it on. If you're listening on the radio, make sure you go look at Facebook and see him in this thing. I see. Emilio, before we let you go, we're reminding everybody it's Ecolution June 5th. It's Ecolution June 5th. And
Ecolution June 5th.
Uh-huh.
June 5th.
Carnegie
Museum.
And, get your tickets.
Get your tickets. And we are, let me see, where is it? I got to have my sheet here. It's the June 5th.
Yeah.
6 o'clock sharp.
There you
six
go.
O'clock.
Got it.
Be there.
Got it.
VI.
All right.
Here's our question of the day.
Oh, boy.
We may be doing a little something-something with City Paper soon that has something-something to do with karaoke. So, what is your go-to karaoke song and sing one verse? Go. Come on, Emilio.
Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand.
Everybody. All right. We're coming back to talk to the library, ladies. You jag off late night.
PittsburghUsedCars.com. With hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
Welcome to Panini. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap it?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Permanis. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox, always call before you dig.
I called, we can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Hey everybody, I am here with my niece, Rebecca.
Hi.
Who's a sophomore at Duquesne University. And our Cheat Yet, we are making a recipe from this book, which was my great-grandmother's, her great-great-grandmother's, Elvira Venetti Farocco. And this is a recipe that neither of us have ever made.
No.
So anyone can possibly go wrong. We're making a ricotta cake Italian cheese pie. Is the whole title that she puts on there. It's very specific. Rebecca, what I love about doing this with you, and part of the reason I wanted to do this with you, is because you've become quite the baker.
I have.
You
I
have.
I would say so.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah.
And you really, you love doing it. Like, you've become the person who makes the desserts for the family things.
I am the designated family baker. Easter, baking. Christmas,
yeah,
cookie tray.
Rachel, welcome back to You Jug Up Late Night. You got a little rendition of Living on a Prayer from the one and only Emilio from Isuzu. And you just saw that we did a little G-Jet with our Jagbragger, Tressa, and her niece, and they were talking ricotta. That's the stories we want. So if you have a good story about a good recipe that your nanny or your bubba or something like that makes, let us know for G-Jet. Yeah. But it's like tradition now. Here we are in April, and we get to talk to the ladies from Northland Public Library. My library.
Your library. Yes. The Rachel Library.
Yeah.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me. I just
And the cool thing is that the library is associated with ice cream somehow.
Yeah.
And we're going to be scooping ice cream. So all this
really
sounds
really, really good. They have so much
to talk about. Really good. So welcome to the You Jag Off Late Night. The last time you guys were here, we were in the studio on the radio, right?
Yeah, or no, it was
were
you Alexis on the,
were you on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
On
yeah.
The
but
phone.
Alice has not been on in.
Oh,
so there
okay.
you go.
I'm so
there
excited to be
yeah.
here. This is great.
But we podcasted last time with Daisy Jade at the library. So it's like
library.
Tradition now. This is
yeah,
what we're
becoming.
Yeah. So April is Love Your Library Month?
September. But next week, April 7th to the 13th, is National Library Week.
I knew
so
I had
it's everything,
I'm celebrating
everything library.
You guys are like the NFL every other week.
Yes. We are something to
you
celebrate.
You own the people's brains. Right?
Like, yes, like exactly. It. Yes, we make the library important all year long.
Yes.
And then extra important a couple times in the year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so exciting.
So National Library Week, great time to celebrate community and all the wonderful things libraries do. Rachel knows about it. You come to our
it's
North your, Hills
it's
Library.
It's Rachel's library.
It's my library, so
right?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, next Monday is the solar eclipse, if you haven't heard. And we passed out 2,000 pairs of solar eclipse glasses in 14 hours
wow.
to patrons.
Yeah, that's cool.
We had like 400 for kids, 5 to 15, doing a special like science education program. And then everybody in our North Hills communities were able to come and get some pairs for their family. So we're going to be live streaming the eclipse, the NASA production on Monday from 1 to 4. So,
and do people have to sign up to do that, or can
they
just
come? No, they can just come.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. Our library is for everybody.
Yeah.
It really, truly is for everybody. So
I think the cool thing was when we were there doing the podcast, I just stuttered there, doing the podcast, we watched so many different families go in and out, and they're
it's a revolving
up, yeah,
door.
It's really not, it's not a dead space whatsoever. It's just so cool to see so many young families coming in there and taking things from the library, whether it's books, whether it's games, right?
I mean, there's we love all libraries, but our library did circulate over 1 million physical items last year, the most in Allegheny County by a lot.
The most in Allegheny County. And if you come after school, so if you come at 2:30, you're going to see a stream of high school kids coming, and the middle school kids can walk down. So we're kind of in a cool space because the kids can walk to the library, and it's amazing how many people are at the library at different times of the day. And then in the evening, we rent space out for communities to host things. And there's a cooking club that's at the library. They did a thing on tango one night there that was super
genetics?
Fun.
Genetics? Like, or no, no.
Genealogy.
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 That was a big one, right?
Yeah.
They're intense. They're intense.
And they do a lock-in where they like lock in for several hours and like research. It's
wow.
It's awesome.
And at the library, did you know that you can get more of that genealogy computer database only at the library? So it's free. So you can come and you get more than what you can get just at your home computer when you tap into that. So those are like things that are super cool.
Resources that people don't realize.
Right, yeah. Right. Like whole entire book club books that you don't have to go and buy a book. You know, it's all about like the recycling thing. So you can get 10, 12 books for your book club with the reading material. It's all there at the library. So really saving, you know, saving our environment. And it's, you know, Earth Month, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think even saving
evolution.
Money as well, right?
That was
saving,
good,
I mean, expenses are going high through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, my son loves these graphic novels.
What?
He reads them in a day. They're like
$16. Yeah.
This is a new one. We put it on.
Use
it on hold. It's
library.
Like, yeah, read it.
Yeah,
take
I love
it back.
That.
That's
so,
a great
So
point.
We're going to be scooping ice cream. Tell us a little bit
Well, you know, we're celebrating the library, also celebrating fundraising.
That's right.
Dear to our heart.
We're fundraising.
Yeah,
you are good at that.
We love fundraising.
Yeah. So next Thursday at Millie's up in Wexford on Perry Highway, we're going to have a dine to donate event. Anyone who comes and mentions the library will get 20% back to the library, support a local business, and we might have some celebrity scoopers
might?
There. Yeah.
Wow.
I promise to not scoop one for them and one for me.
Oh, please
I know
do
that's
that.
Unsanitary to be licking the spoon, right? But I'm a Millie's fan, and I could see us trying to do that.
Well, so. And not just Millie's, but the Wexford one is Nicole.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
who we've talked to all the time. So it's the closest yeah. to my house. I've timed it. It's about 17 minutes. So it's nice and easy to get there.
It's exactly
know?
7 from mine.
Okay, there
so
you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And many, many flavors, and there's pints to go. So, you know, if you're in a hurry, there's pints to go as well.
Yeah,
so.
But a great way to support the library, to come have some ice cream, get out in your community, and obviously you're doing well for the public library.
We also have the fabulous Daisy Jade joining us on April 20th for our garden gala.
Wow, she's
fundraiser.
Like the common thread through everything,
she
right?
is.
Yes, tonight.
This year is a Gatsby and the Garden theme,
ooh.
And we are excited. We have our flapper dresses, we have jazz music, we have classic cars coming that'll be parked out in the garden where you were.
Oh, yeah.
So, all kinds of photo op opportunities.
Yeah.
Photo op opportunities. Again, we are about community, so we have a lot of community vendors with some food, some alcohol. You can even purchase products there. So it makes it super special because we are about community, but we also are about supporting the businesses that are in our
sure.
community. So we want to kind of be that 360 of helping everybody
that's
and being there
point.
For everybody.
Yeah.
yeah.
Third place.
So
you have home, you have school, you have
the library.
Know, have
that's
library.
It. So yeah. are tickets still available for the garden gala?
They are. The
okay.
VIP are sold out, but
okay.
we have general admission tickets.
We'll still treat you like a VIP though,
of
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We'll park your car, we'll
and
do whatever.
When? April 20th?
Saturday, April 20th,
okay.
7:30
okay.
p.m. It's
nice.
Kind of fun to be after hours at the library.
Yeah.
Glass of
yeah.
wine.
Well, last
no.
year you used the staircase as the photo, right? And now this, or was it the garden as well?
It was the staircase and the garden, but we have some exciting news. Are we allowed
oh.
to share the news? That
yeah,
the
you are.
Live?
You still have time.
Oh, okay.
We need to know.
So
yeah.
the staircase is actually going away. So we have super exciting things. I know it's wonderful, but it's a struggle, buddy, sometimes. People going
spiral
up and down.
Spiral staircase.
Spiral
you do it with
staircase.
Little toddlers in your hand.
Yeah.
It's,
yes.
it's
that's true.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
okay.
we're expanding. So the library is expanding. So we are also fundraising for our expansion. The state gave us some money to get us going. So we have so many kind of exciting things now that we can expand the library, make better use of that space. Spiral staircases are great, but when you really need that space for all the books that we circulate, everything we put on hold. So there's a lot of big plans happening for that. And that's why it's even more
the
important to come
important.
In because you will maybe be your last chance to see the spiral staircase.
You're good.
Oh, wow.
I wish
now,
we had known we would have cued the confetti.
Well,
Daisy,
no.
Here's the confetti.
So that leads me to the next question. Since the spiral staircase is going away, is that what you're giving to us as your junk
drawer
item?
Is that the junk drawer gift?
Are we going to have
no.
to
no.
find
I don't
out?
See it.
Wait.
I put it in my pocket.
Junk
these are from our
speaking
yeah, this is from our home. So
yes.
Okay.
We picked something, and so
Alice, I wondered if that was the junk drawer. It is.
So
okay.
So those who don't know, Alice's mom is from Ecuador,
oh,
and
I know. Love that lady. Shout out to my girl.
All right, Jocko. Everybody
yes.
loves you. Just gonna say.
Yes.
So we have Ecuadorian change.
Here, hold them up.
I
like
have never had Ecuadorian.
Very cool.
Right here,
can you
I see it?
Very
yeah.
cool. So you're rich.
Yeah.
Because
so
right
cool.
now, Ecuador uses the United States dollar. So growing up and going to Ecuador, we always had change in our drawers. So we find this everywhere in our house, and then we put it in the junk drawer, except for when Alice goes, hey, wait, I have a quarter here.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, and it's not.
It's
not.
It doesn't
not.
Work.
I think
it
you could dupe
work.
Any American. I'm serious.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese money or something.
I like it.
No,
money.
So
it's so much
I
better.
I am so excited because
well, we are
that
excited.
Is very
right, because
nice.
I had something else that maybe not
this.
Everybody would have in their junk drawer, so you can't have it.
Okay.
But love
when
I
people
don't
re-gift
even
their
know.
Gift.
Oh,
it's
what is
a
that?
Heinz.
A Heinz bottle opener?
Heinz Field.
No, it's from Heinz Field. So these were on the cup holders.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So when they went away, we have our seats, so we took
I
ours.
Love that.
Nice.
Okay, we
nice.
She won't
awesome.
Give it to you.
Very
Alexis,
nice.
Can you top that? Do you have any change
I
from any of your heritage?
A seashell.
Seashell from the exotic lands of New Jersey.
Oh,
yes, vacation.
Can you hear the ocean?
From there, so yes.
Right, Michaela feels right at home.
Thank you. Enjoy
that. That's a perfect seashell. I love that one.
That is awesome. All right.
Where can everybody find out more information about the Northland Public Library?
At northlandlibrary.org. We're on social media. Lots promotion coming up for National Library Week, including, I forgot to mention, the Name the Book Cart contest.
Okay.
We get great suggestions. So last year, the winners were Dolly Carton.
Oh, that's cute.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
You guys can do it.
And Rachel Cartson.
Did you say that?
She said Rachel with two
A's. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's really good.
Spelling.
All right.
Yeah.
So
check that out.
Taking us out to the break here, because we're going to talk to Daisy J next. What is your go-to karaoke song? Do you want to do it together?
Or
do
definitely together.
Do it, ready?
Definitely together.
Three,
you know
I'm
it.
Terrible.
Two, one, go.
Go.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Don't.
Nice. Again, coming up with Daisy J next.
Okay.
It's your Jagoff Late Night.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
Once again, a shout out to Marcus Cox, one of our Jag Braggers. He does detailing as well as doing Jag Bragging. We appreciate that. If you want to get on the Jag Bragger part, you know, meet one of them for GChat or where you at, make sure you give us a call. All right, Daisy Jade is on here because we know you're from KDKA, CBS, right?
Yes.
And, but now we're going to see you on our real TVs, like in a real TV show, and you are playing the part of a news anchor. Is that correct?
Well, you're not playing a part.
Well, no, actually, I had to technically play the part because I got, you know, the call about, hey, can you play this newscaster? And I'm like, I do not talk about murders. I don't talk about fires. That is why I specifically went to school for film and theater. I did not want to become a news lady.
Sure.
But now wherever I go, oh, you're the news lady. I said, no. I'm filming it or entertainment and lifestyle on PTL.
Okay,
so
okay.
I try to clarify that with people because I was always like, I'm an emotional person. I was like, I don't want to have to talk about sad or scary or, you know. And so I was just talking to, was it John that I was just talking to? I literally was stressing out about it because I had to, first of all, memorize some really lengthy monologues, but it was very technical and, you know, just very straight, dead on, dead face, you know. And I'm like, how in the world am I going to do this? Because real people use a teleprompter, right? And so I'm like, how am I going to memorize this? Because I'm an actress. I can memorize monologues, right? But when it comes to facts, like, you know, look, now I'm probably going to remember every single word,
yeah,
even like a year later.
Here.
But it's like, you know, District Attorney Sue Herlitz was found murdered in her car. And I had to be so like serious about it and remember all these random facts and, you know, coming out of Snarly's bar after midnight last night, you know.
That is so cool.
I think that was the biggest struggle was that, you know, hey, this is not how typical newscasters, you know, have to deal with their day-to-day work.
Right.
It was definitely acting. I had to actually act, which is pretty.
And
which
did
is
we
super
say
cool.
What movie?
No, it's American Rust.
Oh my gosh,
right?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So it is the second season of American Rust. We are so lucky in Pittsburgh that it was on Showtime, and they originally had, you know, not as much success the first season, but Amazon picked it up because they believed in it. It has Maura Tierney and Jeff Daniels, so a really great cast, and it was just fun because the show itself is based in the Western Pennsylvania area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they drive to Pittsburgh. They, you know, it's very much a blue collar kind of crime. He's a detective, or actually he's the chief, I'm sorry. And then, but season two, he becomes part of the Pittsburgh PD, which is kind of neat. So
I have to admit, though, to warn all you guys that have not seen the first season, it's very slow in the beginning because they're, you know, establishing the characters and what's going on. But man, by the end, you're kind of like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I remember watching it and thinking like, okay, when's season two going to come out? Also because I knew I was in it.
Yeah.
But season two dropped last week and I binged watched pretty much and, you know, saw myself in the two episodes because I was afraid.
Did you know you were going to be in it? Did you get a heads up? Because, you know, so much ends up on the editing room floor.
And that's what I was afraid of. Am I going to end up on the cutting room floor? it was fun because Josh Axelrod, who does
shout out, you know, Josh.
Yeah, that's right. He writes for the PG. He actually hit me up on Twitter and was like, did I just see you do a fake newscast? And I was like, wait, what? And then he's like, no, like on American Rust. And I said, yeah, actually, how did you see it? And he said, you know, being a writer, he got to see the like an early screening.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So I was like, oh, so I actually made it in. He's like, yeah, you did. So I was like, hopefully I didn't suck.
Well, how did it even come to be, though? Did you hear about it and say, oh, or did someone reach out? Right?
Again, so you guys know me from KDK, but my background is acting. I went to school for film and theater, so I still have an agent.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Talent Group. And then, of course, so there's talent agents and casting agents, and Donna Belichick Casting did the local regional casting for this film. So she reaches out to the talent agents and whoever kind of fits the bill, you know, and I, for some reason, I always get the calls for like, if there's a newscaster type role. So I just auditioned and landed the role. And what's interesting though, is it was during COVID. So, you know, there were still a lot of set protocols that were pretty tricky. You still had to do a bunch of COVID tests before. And then even on set, you know, you had to have your vaccination. So there was a lot of, you know, interesting things with that.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
But I think what's the most fun is I have my own trailer, you know, like
that's
I got
what
to
ask you.
Yeah, I was
did
like,
you report the wardrobe and hair? Did they do all that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you ask for green M&Ms?
No, I'm not that bougie. Oh. I am not that bougie.
I mean,
but
I would have done it just for that time.
just to be like, yeah
that girl.
Just be like, I'm Daisy Jane.
Yeah. No,
but I have to admit, I love the hair and makeup people. They were actually my buddies that I've worked with before. Aww. But I actually felt like, oh, I look good for a change. Because sometimes, you know, I've played a cop or I've played a nurse where, you know, you kind of have to look more down and dumpy, you know, or whatever. And I was like, wow, they did my hair so nice and my makeup. And I definitely felt like a star. It was pretty fun.
Was it a long day? I know people talk about, you know, that it's 12-hour days, but you see yourself for like 30 seconds.
Well, what's amazing for me, I somehow lucked out. The crew did start at like 7 a.m. or whatever that day. They happened to have an early start. I think I reported maybe like 10 a.m. and then I got out pretty much. I got there, got my wardrobe, shot the first scene, and then we did go to lunch. There was that break of like, oh, like I'm not over, you know, I'm not done yet. And then came back, finished the second scene, and then was able to go home. Like, so for me, that was like probably the shortest time on a film set that I've ever been, where, you know, it didn't last very long. But
listen,
but yeah. So
you do a great job and we love seeing you all over Pittsburgh. But the coolest part is you are the 6 degrees of separation in this room.
That is
because
true.
You have a connection to the other guests. One, as we found out, you are one of the chairs, right? For the Northland Public Library, which is amazing. So you will be there on April 20th for their event.
Yeah, I've attended for the past 2 years. One of the board members is a coworker of Perry's, my husband.
Yeah.
And had asked me about 2 years ago. And so I love the library, of course, in general. It's always been I guess we were talking about third home. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally, that's where I dreamed. That's where I read plays, books about films, like interior design. You know, they always say whatever you were interested in as a kid is what you're
going to
become as a party planning, all that stuff. I would just sit there for hours in the East Liberty, shout out to Carnegie Library of East Liberty and the one in Oakland too. That's where I grew up going. But I was honored to be able to ask to help out. And this year, of course, as they mentioned, it's going to be a fun Gatsby. So you guys know I love to dress up. So that's going to be a fun one.
Are you dressing up for Ecolution?
Oh, and then,
So
they did ask me this year, because I guess I'm becoming like the
MC
fashion runway MC extraordinaire for all the fun artsy stuff. So they actually asked me to MC this year, and Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I was given the option.
Breaking news.
To wear.
Like a good news anchor hit the breaking news.
Am I allowed to say the dress that I'm wearing? Or? Yeah. Okay, so the penny dress.
I mean, he just
that
said
was,
it.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
Brian David is an amazing, amazing fashion designer, and he created this extraordinary dress out of pennies. Beautiful dress. So they said that I can actually wear it as I'm emceeing, and that'll be my, you know, my sustainable wow. outfit that I can
that.
Wear. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
is
he's
it heavy?
The curator this year as
yes.
well.
Yes. And Brian David is the curator. So he's amazing. And I've worked with him for Pittsburgh Fashion Week.
Okay.
I also am involved
gotcha.
With
okay.
that. He's actually going to be very involved with that as well. So, yeah, I'm, you know, the fashion
is
girl
that heavy?
Too. I love
a
it.
A penny
so,
dress that seems heavy.
You know what? I haven't tried it
oh,
on.
It's
so
amazing.
I will let you know.
Yeah.
I will
we'll
be there.
We'll
so
be there
we'll
to see
check
it
out.
We'll be there to help you carry it if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so somehow I morphed into acting to host
fashion?
A host on PT or, you know, like doing entertainment lifestyle to, yeah, emceeing. Well, and I love red carpet stuff, so I always do a lot of that. So, yeah, so it's kind of weird how my whole career has
Listen,
kind of
scoot
just,
over because Perry's coming on so that
oh
he can
boy.
At least sing with you.
Come on,
so,
babe.
Oh, wow.
He's
he said no.
No.
Perry won't
no.
sing.
Perry, you have to fall asleep at some point.
Listen,
this
yeah.
is my husband.
Perry, yeah, there should be a microphone
welcome, welcome.
Down
got married
for
in September.
There you go.
Love it. And we're going on our honeymoon in May because a lot of people were asking, how come you guys didn't go on a honeymoon? Because we were away in San Diego.
Well, you know,
for a
when
whole
we were
week.
On the radio, we were chronicling the whole wedding. And then we just were like, okay, they're married now. And we didn't continue.
Oh, no, there's more.
So.
And then in May, I invited you guys to the, we're having a happily ever after party
I
where
love
it's just
that.
A party. So we keep saying, if you miss the San Diego wedding, you're going to miss all the, you know, cake cutting, all
right.
the first dances. We're not doing that. We're literally just going to party.
And it'll
love
probably
it,
so. Rain here, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Love
yeah.
It.
Right?
Which is fine because we'll be inside.
Right, right, right.
As opposed
right.
to San Diego when it rained on our wedding day. But yeah, well, we'll, we're actually, it's going to be at the place that we met, which shout out to what was Nick's,
how do you pronounce it?
Nick's? Dan Nick's Fat City.
Yeah. Nick's Fat
yeah,
City.
Yeah, Dan Nick's Fat City. I like it.
Which became Diesel, which is where we met. And then, of course, it became Foxtail. And now it's Avalon. So, yes, we are going to a club, but it's our buddies club. And we're excited to go back to the place where we met.
Now, before we continue and like get you to the karaoke question, do you have something for our junk drawer?
Oh, yes.
Well, she didn't. So she must have gone through ours.
That's me. No, I brought
two things. Oh, okay.
No, I said I brought two things, but
you didn't have an Emilio bag.
Yes.
That's
no,
right.
I did not have
Who
like
does?
A magic bag. I brought two things
Who
because
okay.
the first thing I picked, Perry was like, that doesn't really have much of a story, but I'm obsessed this, with quotes, but
it's,
also.
It's a fortune.
It's a quote from a fortune cookie?
Yes.
Clever.
You are in for an enlightening experience.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I want to pass that on to you guys.
Well, it.
All right,
love
what's
it.
Enlightening? All right,
but
we'll find out.
The other thing that Perry liked better was my Shiba Inu pen from Kobe's. Or we have a Shiba Inu puppy who turned one. And
That's
then when
hilarious.
We had a little birthday party, we had these little bags and we had a bunch of extra pens. So this
and
is just sitting in our
one.
Drawer. And you get a Shiba,
what?
You get a Kobe pen.
That
so,
is awesome.
With a little bell.
Well, Perry, thanks
so
for thoughtful. Sticking up for us, but
thanks
we do like this as well. This actually fits in our drawer a whole lot better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's better than Emilio's head, right?
Well, yes. Where does everybody find you and follow you?
Daisy J TV. I try
easy.
To make it easy so
yes.
that it's everywhere as opposed to, you know, confusing people. So you can find me mainly on Instagram and Facebook.
Well,
but,
we love
Twitter
that you always make time for us and
no,
we really
we
appreciate
love
it.
You guys.
Going,
so
we're
going
to hear some real music in a short bit, but what song are you taking us out of
oh my gosh,
to the break
there's
to
so
karaoke?
Many. And Perry had to deal with this whenever we drove back from Virginia Beach this weekend. Oh. I was like singing karaoke and stuff in the
Do
car
it.
To a. All right, one of the songs. This is actually not
Look
one that
face.
I sang in the car.
Do you need
a he doesn't know. He's
three,
like, oh,
two,
damn.
One, two, three.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. Look, I haven't sang it in so
yeah.
long. I'm like, how does it even go? I'm so fancy. Yeah,
I knew
so
enough.
It's more the rap part.
Yeah.
I'm known for the rapper.
I like
I've rapped
I got
several
you.
Times
I
in my it. Lifetime. On
it
TV.
Is
love
John
TV.
And Rachel, you jag off late night. We are coming back with our musicians.
If my younger self could see me doing these things now, I wouldn't believe it. To be a steam fitter, you need to be a problem solver. You can do instrumentation, hydronics, chillers, rigging, HVAC. I have this wonderful opportunity to grow my career.
It's not what you are that makes you a steam fitter. It's who you are. Over 100 years, and we're just getting started.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rory. Got a motive, got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick. I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive, where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
PittsburghUsedCars.com. With hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city, we provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
Welcome to Fermanagh. Can I take your orders?
You need a tap it?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Fermanagh's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas.
Please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
John and Rachel, you jack off late night. It's just a star-studded night. This is why it's star-studded for our musicians. Alec Rockstar has come twice, and he said, oh, do I have musicians for you? So we get to chat with them. So welcome to you jack off late night.
Hello. Thank you.
Who are you guys? Because we only knew of Trey, who I called Troy in the beginning. What are your
like
names?
The billboard person.
I'm Josh.
I'm Ben.
Okay.
Trey is here. He's
yeah, Trey is here, but yeah.
He's setting up all your equipment.
Okay, yeah. You're like, you were like, you're the name,
that,
set it up.
Yeah, get that guitar tuned
what
up.
What is the name of your group?
We're called Something Under a Microscope.
Where did that come from?
So really, we came randomly the one time. I really like Death Cab. They have an album called Something About Airplanes. So that's where Something came from. And I just kind of went from there. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. You didn't help with this title.
No. So I'm actually the most recent addition to the band. So
how'd you get to be on the couch?
I don't know. I guess he's I got the face.
You just shoved Trey out. Like, yeah.
He took the inside position.
Yes.
That's what he did. Yeah.
I love it. Where do you live? Where do you sort of practice? Where's your stomping grounds?
So we're from the Westview area. Okay. We live in Westview. We've grown up in North Hills, all of us.
You went to North Hills?
Yeah, we all went to North Hills High School. Actually, same graduating class.
Monica, bingo card. What am I about to say? I'm actually on the school board for North Hills.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's on my bingo card. You can
probably
put a little.
Have known that,
how long ago did you graduate?
2014.
Okay, so
like 10 years.
So she didn't hand you your.
No.
Yeah.
So then, how did you guys all get together? Did you know each other in high school, but didn't really congeal in high school, or did you start the band kind of back in high school?
Well, so Trey and I always were jamming in high school.
Okay.
We kind of started writing music when we were like 17, 18.
Okay.
He actually gave me lessons, so that was really nice.
Like, okay.
Made our chemistry work really well, and then we kind of just kept writing stuff and kind of started this band like probably 4 or 5 years ago, like really officially, and then kind of just been like playing gigs in the past 2 or 3 years, and we had a Ben like earlier this year. And
Ben, what do you play?
Pretty awesome.
So I play drums.
How
I got into it, I've known Josh and Trey for a while, but kind of just didn't see each other too often.
Okay.
I play with a couple other bands pretty regularly. But I went to Brighton Music,
where
Josh is working.
Okay.
Stopped in to get a look for a drum head. I wanted to set up a reggae snare because I wanted to do some reggae stuff.
And
just last minute. So I went in looking for a specific type of drum head. Found something close to what I was looking for. Ended up switching out for another, which is a drummer you're doing all the time. But Josh is like, I didn't know you played drums. And I was like,
and you're
playing
like,
a while. And he's like, well, we're kind of looking for somebody. And I was busy at the time, but things worked out. My schedule.
He didn't write one
up.
Of those ads where it said, I saw you in the drum store.
Misconnection.
And you had a black sweatshirt on. And so if you're a drummer, call me.
Basically, I was like, I don't know, Ben. I mean, maybe we can let you in, but
No.
We totally want Ben. And it was awesome.
It's crazy how many people go to Brighton Music anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like right here in the North Hills. And that's all you hear is musicians talk about. What a great accolade.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
What's the music scene for you guys like? Like, do you, Is it helpful to you? Is it friendly? All the other bands, yeah. You know, everybody's supporting each other. That seems to be what we're hearing.
Yeah, so we've been like really into the scene probably the past 2 years, like hard. And like, honestly, people have been so helpful. Like anytime I've reached out to bands we've played with, I'm like, hey, you guys need an opener, or like, you have any shows you're thinking of? Yeah. They're like, yeah, we'll keep you in mind. And like, most of the shows we've gotten from other bands. You know, there's the times we've like people see us and like things like this where like other connections happen. But like, it's really other musicians helping out musicians that
isn't
really
that great. What a good community. Yeah, that feels sure. So good.
What is the one cover tune you hate to hear if somebody says, hey, play this?
And it better not be your karaoke song. Yeah. Because
yeah, then Freebird probably.
Oh, yeah.
Like every musician says that. Right, yeah, right. For sure. Okay. So where can everybody find you and follow you?
So we're on Spotify. We're on Instagram, Apple Music, basically everything. We have a link tree. It's link tree, just SUAM Music. So you can find all of our stuff on there for you. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to do a song for us. What is that song?
So we're going to play The Bow to Wormbird. It's a new single for us. And yeah.
Where'd you get that word? I mean, you have some weird ways of coming up with people.
So that one came from me and Trey used to just jam at our house all the time when we were writing stuff, and we'd go out and take a break and there'd be a bird out there every time with a worm in his mouth. And so it's our song for him.
Now, before we do that, do you guys have a website?
Not an official website.
Okay, but Spotify is everything. Okay. And do you have something for our junk drawer?
Buy a junk drawer gift.
You got our junk drawer gift?
I do.
Sweet. All right. See, new guy.
New guy, drummer.
We got a rubber bikini woman thing.
Oh, that's nice.
What do we call that?
So for those listening to this on the radio or the podcast, it's about a 2-inch yellow rubber woman in a bikini.
Jackie,
no doubt.
I love it.
Yeah.
She's our biggest fan.
Nicely in
a junk drawer. Are you going to karaoke for us? Because do you know why? We're doing something with City Paper that is a little karaoke cabaret. So we want to hear your best karaoke song.
Well, Ben does the Macarena.
So
stop it.
Okay, yeah. So
you got 10 seconds.
Here's my issue. I gotta have the Spanish lyrics. I have a friend that would do the English. I do the Spanish lyrics. Last time I did this at a bar, the Spanish lyrics section, it just said instrumental. And I don't have it memorized.
Everybody, instrumental. All right. Coming back, we're going to hear them sing. It's your Jagoff Late Night.
Jeremy and Angie from Discover the Berg here, and we are bringing you the 4-1 to-dos this week. You know, Angie, today was the home opener, and I'm so excited that the Pirates are back for another season. And the great thing about this weekend is that there are games going on every day. You know, it's rare that we get like a 5-day stretch where the Pirates are in town. So if you miss the home opener today, I believe there's games today, tomorrow, Monday, and maybe even Tuesday. And the weather's looking a little chilly, but you want to go?
That's my kind of weather for a game.
Yeah,
let's
go. Yeah, so if you haven't made it out for opening day, let's go see the Bucks. So also, the big topic this week.
Of course, the eclipse is coming up. And there are actually a number of really cool events and things focused on the eclipse happening around Pittsburgh. So up in Riverview Park, they're having a sort of viewing party up there. A cool new bar in Market Square downtown is Space Bar. They're having a special eclipse viewing event with, I believe, some themed cocktails.
Special cocktail. Yeah, that one's ticketed, though, so it's probably going to sell out. So hopefully tickets are still available, but it's like $5 to, you know, snag your seat for that one. And, you know, other places are also having really fun kind of specials that have been coming out over the week. I think 11th Hour Brewing is also releasing a beer, having some fun events. So, like, you know, just check social media because I think there's going to be a lot of cool, you know, eclipse stuff coming out. You know, also, Angie, you love food. There's a lot of new restaurants coming.
There are. We are kind of seeing a boom in like spring openings all around Pittsburgh, which is super exciting. So one cool place that we actually checked out this week is a new bar downtown called ETA. So it's by the folks from The Warren. So it's, you actually enter from The Warren, and it's like a Japanese themed cocktail bar. They have some really cool highball drinks, and we had an excellent martini there. Mm-hmm. It was very floral and delicious, and they have some bar snacks too. The theming is just on point. It's really fun.
Yeah, and then you know, last couple weeks ago we went to Fetfist, the Nordic restaurant that opened, and actually keeping in the Japanese theme, Otario on Grandview Avenue on Mount Washington just opened this week as well, and we are going this weekend, and Sushi with a View just sounds incredible to me.
Very excited.
And then the other last thing we want to talk about this week is that the, you know, Three Rivers Beer Rick's coming back for another year, and it actually starts on Angie's birthday.
Yay! That's like the best. It's one of my, it's a great birthday gift. So it's going on from April 10th through April 14th. So this is put on by the Pittsburgh Brewers Guild to highlight the craft beer scene around the city. And so there are lots of really cool special events happening at different breweries and around and different event spaces around the city. So one of our favorites is the Imperial Brunch at Dancing Gnome. So that's on Friday, April 12th, around brunch time, going all day long.
If you see us there, please say hi, but we definitely weren't there if anybody asks.
So they're releasing a lot of special barrel-aged beers from, they also will have some from around the, you know, other craft brewers around the city, and they're going to have a food, of course, brunch food, music all day long. Yeah,
there's also going to be fun events like Grist House, the Brewers Olympics is coming back, Abjuration's having an ice cream social with some probably some ice cream beers, I'm sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's us. That's all there is for us this week. We hope you have a great weekend, and if you'd like to come check us out, we're at Discover the Berg at discovertheberg.com, Google Pittsburgh blog, run most of the major social networks as Discover the Berg as well, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
We're something under a microscope, and this is the Bow to Wormbird. One, two, ready.
Unending, can't see straight now. This dark and gloomy cloud makes its way over here. Got to find the silver lining. Handling this better than I have before. Got to find the silver lining. Each time I face this, I seem too much sure. All skewed, been scattered about, left to wonder when this cycle will end. Got to find the silver lining, handling this better than I am before. Got to find the silver lining. Each time I face this, I seem too much of. Hard to find the silver lining, knowing I have been here on before. Hard to find the silver lining, even though I face this amateur.
applause. I'm trying to get on. I just don't want to like knock you. Trey, you did not get to chat. Great job. What do you think?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, that was a good answer. That was John all you got Rachel, to say.
You jag off late night. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to Rorick Automotive. Thank you to Q92.9. We appreciate it. Thank you to
And
all
thanks
of
to all of our guests. Daisy Jade, the Northland Library ladies, and Emilio from Isuzu. Have an amazing weekend and join us next week. You jag off late night.